Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Maybe like a Vaya and Dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today. And
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Maybe like a Vaya and Dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today. And
Yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello, and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast mini-sodes. These are the teeny tiny episodes that we do each week, most weeks, where we talk about things that we've watched and things that we might watch. That's Chad Ekowitz.
And that's Simone LaRue with the best little caveat carve-out that I've heard in a very long time. That we do most weeks, unless
we're busy, yeah, or tired, or we don't feel like it.
Guys, we have our own lives. We're 28. We're young hip people.
Living in the
wonderful Isle of Manhattan. We're just, you know, living our best lives. So why would we possibly have the free time to do a minisode every week? That's insanity.
That's crazy. Yeah.
No, it's nuts. Isn't that? So what have you been watching this week, you little socialite?
I only watched one thing this week, but it was worth it. I watched Last Night in Soho.
Ooh, we've been wanting to watch that forever. Yeah. Was it good?
It's so good, dude. It's really, really good. Like, I started off, like, being like, oh, like, I can kind of see what's going to happen, so I don't know. And then there's, like, twist, turn, and you get to the end and you're like, you know what? I'm pretty satisfied with that. I'm pretty happy.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. Cool. Fantastic. Yeah, it's lovely. I do want to go watch it, so yeah.
It's so visually beautiful.
I will check it out.
It's so cool. It's a triumph. It's really worth checking out.
Fantastic. Awesome. I will do. I will check that out. Another film that actually surprised me that I enjoyed was King Richard.
Okay.
That's the Will Smith one about Venus and Serena Williams' dad. Yeah. Honestly, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I actually cried a couple times. I mean, that's not something, you know,
it's not hard to do.
For me. No, but yeah, really, really enjoyable. I think the story itself is really compelling. They don't sort of paint Richard Williams as like this, you know, perfect man.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his faults, and they do like a really good job of it, of like sort of the progression of the beginning of Venus and Serena's careers. My only gripe with the movie is that it makes it look like he did everything to get them the way they were, and like it wasn't up to their sort of like natural abilities and, you know, hard work within themselves as tennis players. And that I was just like, I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of the work was theirs, you know, not just
a lot of internal drive from them.
Yeah, exactly. But apart from that, really solid movie, well worth watching. Definitely check it out.
Okay, good to know.
Worth it. The only other thing that I want to talk about that I watched this week was Venom. Let There Be Carnage.
How was it?
Not great, Simone. I'm quite disappointed in it. Do you know what it felt like? It felt like someone was given a homework assignment and completely forgot about it before the night before and just really quickly rushed something together. Like, the editing, not great. The continuity, really dismal. Really, really dismal.
No.
You know, it just felt like Tom Hardy. I do this every time. It felt like Tom Hardy was just like on drugs
phoning
the whole time. He wasn't sort of focused, and yeah, like even like the story of Carnage and Woody Harrelson's role within it, I was just like, you don't feel like a good villain in this.
No.
So honestly, like a really disappointing film. Really, really disappointing film. I was fucking hoping it would be better because Carnage is my favorite anti-hero. And so, yeah, really, really disappointed by it. The post-credit scene is interesting, is all I will say.
Okay. Something. Oh, I'm sorry it didn't turn out that well. We had such high hopes.
We really did. But hey, what can you do? So, trailers this week, not that impressed. Don't know about you.
There were a couple that I thought looked kind of interesting. I was interested in the outfit.
Yes, that looked fun. It felt very Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. So it's a guy who's a tailor, maybe with a shady past, and his assistant slash secretary Zoe Deutsch, and they like. You know, they do tailor stuff for the mob, but they also, like, let the mob, like, use it as a bit of a safe house, and then things come to a head one night. You know I love a locked room situation.
Yes, you do. Yeah, no, it looks very interesting. I think it will be sort of, you know, high octane, you know, shenanigans a minute kind of thing. I think it will be good. I'm interested. I think it will be good. Yeah. I'm very excited for National Champions. This is something I feel very, very passionate about. Look at your face.
Oh, sorry. I was actually thinking of a different movie. I am very interested in National Champions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right. Yes. I think this will be very interesting. So basically it is football season, college football season in this movie. And the football, one of the football players is like, we don't get paid, and yet our coaches get $5 million a season. Something isn't quite right.
Yeah, because they're student athletes, so right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the rule. Like, they can't get paid from endorsements or from the thing because they're
their faces
in college,
are literally so used like in video games, and they don't see a cent of it. It's absolutely fucking wild.
It is disgusting. It is honestly it's exploitation. It's fucking disgusting. And essentially, this movie shines a light on it, and I think it's going to be really really good.
And it's based on a true story, isn't it?
Oh, really? I didn't know. I wasn't 100% sure. Oh, wow, that would be great. Yeah. I mean, I hope it is.
I don't know what the outcome is, but I have a feeling I'll be bummed out by it.
Oh, you're going to be so bummed out about it. You're going to be so bummed out about it. I mean, because nothing has
changed.
No
one gives a shit about football players and their general health and well-being.
No. So hopefully this will sort of inspire change and things, but who knows? Who knows? So yeah, what else?
Honestly, Dog looked kind of fun.
Dog. I don't think I saw the trailer for this one.
So it's Channing Tatum. He is ex-military. He was clearly injured and he's trying to get back into it. And he is tasked with bringing soldier died. He wants his dog at the funeral. No one can get along with this dog. It seems very like violent and unpredictable. So he does like it's a very specific setup. So he does a cross-country road trip with this dog and, like, bonds with it along the way. It looks funny and cute and, I don't know, it ticks all my boxes, but I know I'll cry. I watched the trailer and I was like, this is a recipe for Simone tears.
This is so your movie. I mean, you know, pets being unruly and then becoming best friends. Like, this is you in a nutshell, really.
I love it
this
when
is
pets
exactly
are little
your
shits.
Motif.
It just makes me so happy.
Yeah. this is a movie made for you, so I will look forward to your review.
My
of it
tearful review. I swear to God, if that dog fucking dies in the movie, I will lose my mind.
Oh, you know he will.
I hate
Simone.
A dead
Come
dog.
On. I know you do. last thing that I'm really excited for is Turning Red. I think it should be interesting. It looks really cute. So basically, it's a young lady who is sort of, you know, living her best life or whatever, and then one morning she wakes up as a red panda. Apparently her family has had, like, this curse for years that if they get overly emotional, they turn into red pandas or something, and it just looks fun. I think it'll be a really cute animation kids movie. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
In a very quick rundown, I could not give less of a shit about American Underdog. Like, God, if there was ever any more propaganda in this country.
Yep.
Oh, God, it's such a wank. And then
it is a huge wank.
Marry Me is the most ridiculous trailer I think I've ever watched in my entire life.
Couldn't be bothered. Skipped it straight away. I was just so done with that nonsense. I just, no, didn't care. Not even a little bit.
But good for J-Lo. She's still hot, mostly.
Mostly. That's an interesting...
She's hot because she has a team of stylists and active CGI being used on her face at any given time. And that's fine. Like, there's no shit. Like, she's an older lady. Like, it's fine.
Oh, goodness.
I just feel bad for her. I mean, even Owen Wilson looks like he's had some work done. Because his face isn't moving a lot. And that's fine. That's fine. You know, it's sad that Hollywood holds people to these standards, that they have to do that. And I'm not above it. Like, I'm looking into some preventative Botox because I want to stay cute forever. But I don't know. I'm just tired. I'm tired of these movies. Yeah. It's a ridiculous premise.
It's so dumb. It's so, so dumb. And yeah, like, I'm done with it. And yeah, let's just leave it there. I'm not going to watch it. You going to watch it? No. So, I mean, that's it, really. I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. What did you guys think of Venom? What did you guys think of One Night in Soho? Will you be watching Marry Me? Are you such J-Lo fans that you would just lower and debase yourself to watch this movie? Let us know. And, I mean, I don't give a shit that that was editorializing. But please do let us know what you think and whether you're mad at us for, you know, giving our sort of very biased opinions. And where can they do that, Simone?
They can talk to us on Facebook or Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP, and they can email us at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
There you have it. And as we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.